owe them, but very few of us know them. They took an oath to protect us at home and abroad, so the rest of us can live safe and free. They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities, and these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
Come on, brother, we're taking you home. I love my family and I love this land. But tonight, this flight's for another man. We do what we do because we hear the call. Some give a little, but he gave all. Fly that plane.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Warrior Radio. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We can all do something in our own way to show support for those who serve. The song you just heard, or the portion of the song you just heard, was co-written and performed by Darden Smith. It pays tribute to those special crews tasked with bringing the remains of fallen warriors back to their homes. Darden has been called one of the most respected American musicians working today. He's released 15 critically acclaimed albums. And when you visit his website, dardensmith.com, the first thing you'll see is the phrase, "Write songs, tell stories, move people." I challenge you to listen to that full version of Angel Flight and not be moved. Darden is on the road right now, but he's taking some time to join us today. Darden, welcome to American Warrior Radio.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here, Ben.
Now, you're in your luxurious tour bus where?
No. I'm in my car, but I pulled over to the side of the road.
Smart. Nice and safe. Well, we know we only have a little bit of time with you, so I'll try and get... Well, we'll do what we can, Darden. Now, you're truly a Renaissance man, so there's a lot of stuff we could talk about, but like I said, we only have a limited amount of time, and I'm concerned that a Cajun band seeking revenge might track you down in the middle of the interview, so let's jump right into it. You said once, we all wear a uniform, they come in many forms, many colors. What did you mean by that?
Well, that was a phrase, you know, I think, first off, you know, it's an honor to be here on Warrior Radio. So anybody listening, I'm not a vet. I've never served in that way. So state that right up front. So my, I was a typical, I'm just a typical sort of civilian guy. And so I had a lot of misperceptions about what it meant to be in the military, what it meant to serve in that way. It was just not something that I was raised around. So the first time I really had this experience was speaking with someone in uniform. It was a Marine, and I was at Landstuhl Air Base. I'd been brought over there to perform, and I said, "Wow, that's interesting. You know, I've never really spoken with people in uniform." And this guy looked at me and he goes, "Hey, we all wear uniforms." And I was like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "I'm a musician." He goes, "Yeah, you look like a musician." He goes, "Yeah, you look just like a musician." He goes, "Now I could judge you based on that, but." That has nothing to do with who you are. It's the uniform that you're wearing. And that really opened my eyes to the fact that we make prejudgments about people, good and bad, based on their uniform. Doctors wear uniforms. Dentists wear uniforms. And we can't really do that. And so that was the beginning of an opening up to me in my own personal life about how to see beneath the uniform, which this guy said, once you look beneath the uniform, every uniform, look beneath that uniform as a human being. When we operate at that level, then we can really get something done.
Now, Darden, for our listeners who aren't aware, Landstuhl is where the big medical hospital is. A lot of the injured folks coming out right now, particularly coming out of these conflicts, make a stop there.
Yeah.
And that's such a great story because you're playing in a cafeteria. Folks, honestly, aren't paying that much attention. You thought you heard one clap, but it was just a guy slapping a mustard bottle.
That experience when I was there, I was brought in there to perform and sing some songs, and I really didn't know what I was walking into, and it was in the basement. Anyone who's out there listening who's ever been at Rammstein or Landstuhl Air Base over there, the hospital, it's the cafeteria underneath the building, and it's in a basement, and I was performing for about 60 guys, and they just come out of Iraq. And the last thing they wanted to do was sit there and listen to some singer-songwriter sing songs at them. So it didn't go well. But it changed my life because I met this Marine who changed my life.
Well, and that led to some other things. I think, not to skip too far ahead, but at that point then, did he introduce you or encourage you to talk to the Texas National Guard, Darden, or did, is that something
well,
you did
what,
on your
what,
own?
What we did was he was trying to get me into a rock. I was just curious. I like to write songs, and I like to collaborate with people, especially collaborate with people that don't write songs. And so this guy's name is Fred Kale, and Fred was going. He was in at Longstuhl to get checked out. He'd been he'd had numerous IED blasts, and so his teeth were kind of jacked up. But I said, wow, we should write some songs together. And he played guitar. And so we tried to get me into a rock, which seemed like a good idea at the time, except, you know, like he said, the only problem is there's a war going on there. And after a certain point of us trying to make this happen, he said, you know, I think you should meet my friends at the Texas National Guard. So that's when I had lunch with the Texas National Guard guys. And it was the same thing where I felt very out of place. I felt very uncomfortable. And just in the conversation, I happened to mention that my best friend in high school is in the National Guard, in the Air National Guard in Texas, the Texas National Guard. And it turns out that my high school buddy, my best buddy, flew the helicopter for the head of the Texas National Guard. And that was really sort of an amazing thing because I realized that, A, I had a lot more in common with these men I was sitting there talking to. Then I thought, because I was, once again, I was basing my interpretations on their uniforms and my uniform, and our uniforms weren't the same. So that really opened my mind up. And then I was just curious, and then I started going and having conversations up at the National Guard base there in Austin, where I live. And on the third one of those visits, I heard the word Angel Flight. And as a songwriter, that's a great song title. I go, wow, what's an angel flight? And they told me it's when a soldier has died. The flight to take his body back to his town or wherever he's going to be buried, that's called an angel flight. And it's often flown by Air National Guard. And a lot of those pilots are commercial pilots during the week, whatever. That's their job on the weekends or part-time, whatever the case may be. Sometimes they fly on commercial airlines. The bodies. But anyway, that was what got me started writing Angel Flight.
Now, Darden, I had Radney Foster on, gosh, probably a couple of years ago, and that was my first introduction to that song. I challenge people. I listen to it every Memorial Day weekend. It has a way of really grounding me and reminding me of these sacrifices.
Are you a vet yourself?
No, sir. I'm like you. I'm just a storyteller. I never served, which is why I support those who do. And I think that, and maybe you would reflect this, I think that's our duty as civilians. But so that, the next step that you and Radney sat down and started putting pen to paper and...
Actually, what happened was I started the song.
Okay.
I did an interview with a pilot from Southwest Airlines that actually, I don't remember this guy's name. I was written down somewhere, but I can't find the piece of paper. I've actually really looked. And anyway, I interviewed this guy who was a National Guard pilot, Air National Guard, Texas, and he flew Angel Flights. And I asked him, like, why do you do this? Why do you fly? And he said, all I ever wanted to do was fly. Hmm. And just, I wanted to be up in the sky, and I go up there, and I don't want to come down. That's basically the first verse. And I was at Radney's house in Nashville, and I'd started the song one evening. Because I was like, I think I was 3 or 4 days overdue getting the song to the National Guard who commissioned it. So I was sitting out there and I'd hit a wall. I couldn't finish the song. And Radney walked into the room and I said, hey, sit down and help me finish this song. And basically we had the song written in 30 minutes after that. And he put it on his record and made a video, and the video went around the world. And that's what was really changed everything.
If you could hold on for a second, we've got to pay for the show here. I think we can get. Can we have you for another 10 more minutes?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, Darden is a very accomplished songwriter, and one his favorite, I guess maybe his go-to line is "There's a song here somewhere," and that applies to a lot of things in life. You're going to hear this. Stick around.
Oh.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with Darden Smith, who's on the road somewhere in the heartland right now. Darden, you still with us?
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darden is just a prolific songwriter, a great storyteller. You can learn more. Visit dardensmith.com, dardensmith.com. He's also got a book. He's, like I said, he's truly a Renaissance man. Darden, let me tell you a quick story. So I bought a house 20, 30 years ago. It was 100 years old. And it's filled with all these French doors. And I thought, you know, I want to jazz it up a little bit, so I'm going to put stained glass in each of those panes. Each section of doors was 18 panes. And so I call a stained glass shop, and they're like, yeah, it's $100. I'm like, great, no problem. No. $100 per pane. And I don't do math in public, Darden, but I'm counting on all my fingers and toes, and this is starting to add up. I'm like, nah, let's skip that. Well, my dad says, hey, they've got a stained glass class at the local community college. It's $20. So we went down and took the class, and I decided to do my own stained glass. And I'll never forget the guy who taught us said, once you do this, you will never look at the world the same, because everything, whether it's a sunset or an animal or a pattern, you'll be thinking, I wonder what that would look like in stained glass. That long story, Darden, because that kind of reminds me of what you do, and you see, you know, everything. It seems like all your experiences, the Marine at Landstuhl, the Texas National Guard, some of the soldiers that you've dealt with, the song, you know, there's a song here somewhere. The way it's almost like some of these songs kind of write themselves for you. You're just a translator.
That's 100% true. That all songs are like that. All art is like that. Basically, it's all art. Everything that we do is art. If you want to look at it that way, and songs are everywhere. Songs are all around us. If all you have to do is be willing to be the one sitting down and to write it, and they're everywhere. You know, that's just is. You know, you can write a song about anything. It's just the craft. Like you can make a stained glass window from anything, but you have to have the craft.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more you do the craft, the more stained glass you're going to make. It's just the way it goes. It's a numbers game. The more you fish, the more fish you'll catch. You know. And it's the same kind of thing. And everyone has a story. Songwriting is an amazing thing because it captures emotion. It captures feelings. It captures action. It captures history. It captures dreams and failures, regrets, hopes, all this stuff. You can capture it in a song, and you can do it all in 3.5 minutes. So it's a pretty amazing art form, and I've been doing it since I was 10 years old, so it's kind of been my whole life has been based around this.
Oh, Darden, I feel like I've been trying to get you on this show since I was 10 years old, so big fan. I'm glad we were able to connect. That experience with Angel Flight and the Texas National Guard, was that the impetus for, because you mentioned before the idea of collaborative songwriting, which I didn't know about until I started talking with you, or, you know, getting ready for this show. Is that what led to songwriting with soldiers?
Yeah, what happened was Angel Flight went out there. The whole point of doing Angel Flight was I was like, what would happen if I sat down, as a civilian, and actually wrote songs with veterans? You know, because a lot of people write, and leading up to this, I've done a lot of work with students, young students, and up into colleges. I've done a lot of work with homeless teenagers in Newark, New Jersey, which couldn't be further away from my upbringing. I'm an Anglo from Texas, and I grew up on a farm and stuff. But I learned that people can sit down and collaborate, and when you build something, whether it's it's the same thing as a barn building. When you build a barn with your neighbors, you know your neighbors better at the end of the day. They still might bug you. They still might look at things differently, but you'll understand them. And I'd done work with, Israeli-Palestinian groups and all this stuff. And I went, what would happen if I sat down and did this with veterans? And so I was kind of looking around for opportunities. And it's difficult for civilians to interact sometimes with veteran groups. There's a misunderstanding. There's mistrust. There's a lot of misunderstanding on both sides. And so I was asked by a group in Colorado Springs to come up and do some work there. And it blew my mind. The first time I did it, it just blew my mind. The woman that I started songwriting with soldiers with is a woman named Mary Judd, brilliant She does. She builds programs, educational programs, and she happened to be there with me that day. And we just kind of went, we got to do this. This is incredible. And I looked at Songwriting with Soldiers like basically a big art project. Like, what would happen? What can we create? And we did it a couple times with that group in Colorado Springs, and then realized that we needed to start our own separate nonprofit. So that was the outgrowth and how Songwriting with Soldiers came to be.
And folks, I encourage you to look it up. I mean, in essence, this program is, Darden says, they sit down and they translate, if you will. They put pen to paper and they put these veterans' feelings and experiences into song. And it's a very, very powerful message. Darden, we're kind of running out of time here. And I tell you, honestly, I looked at you've also got a book, The Habit of Noticing, Using Creativity to Make a Life and a Living. And I saw your TED Talks as well. Folks, please, I encourage you to, particularly if you want to get the Cajun joke, you need to look up Darden Smith TED Talks. But you said, you know, we all have a gift. Once you unwrap that present, you realize you can't give it back. What about Craig Morgan? He was in the Army. He was at that point where he didn't know if he wanted to stay in the Army or pursue his music career. And as the story goes, you know, people started showing up at the reserve post on his drill weekends trying to get autographs. They thought, well, maybe it's time. But he made that jump. And I think your dad said, never have a plan B or you'll use it. What advice would you give to folks, Darden, who haven't pursued their dream, who maybe know they've opened that gift but really haven't pursued it?
Go. Just go. You know, it's like you don't have to make a living at it. Choosing your dream, sometimes your dream isn't how you make a living. And it's very confusing because people they blend those and they think that I want to do my dream. Like, I love painting, so I want to paint for a living. Well, that's a different thing. Making a living at painting is really hard. Painting is actually pretty easy. Mm-hmm. And if it makes you happy, do it, because life is finite. Time is finite for us as thinking, sentient beings. Go. If you are moved by something, if there's something that is in your life that you're moved by, if you create an object from that emotion, there is going to be someone in the world who is moved by your act. You may not know who that is, and it may not be a direct response back to you. You may never know it. But the fact that you noticed that thing and you were moved to make something, that is the most important act that we do, one of the most important acts that we do in our lives. That's just very important. I just feel like everyone has a gift. Everyone is gifted. Do your gift. I mean, do your thing, because the world actually needs what you have. It doesn't need you to be different. It needs you to be more like yourself. So get busy and do it.
Well, Darden, I am so pleased that you're doing what you're doing. You know, I've got these lyrics, Darden. The name of the song is She's in Arlington Now. Maybe I'll send them your way to see if you can do something with it. Any other military songs come? I'm serious. I had a guest on. Like you say, there's a song everywhere. There's a story everywhere. And I had a guest on, and it just, if you don't mind, I'll shoot you an email, and you tell me what you think. But it just, I think it'd be great. So, sir, thank you so much. And again, folks, visit DardenSmith.com. You can get his music there. You can check out his blog, which is very powerful, poetic. Is the word I'd use. Anything else people should look for coming up from you, Darden?
I have a new project coming out. I have a thing called Western Skies. It's a record and a book that's coming out in February or March, and I have an art exhibit happening in March in Houston. And I don't know, go to my website. There's tons of stuff there, and you look at my art. You can see my here, you know, buy whatever, you check it out. And then, and I got to be in Fort Worth in 3 hours.
Okay, well, I'll leave you with one last question. What do you have against Cajun bands?
Oh, I have nothing against Cajun bands. It's just a joke.
Go to TED Talks, Darden Smith. Look it up. You'll get the joke. It's a good one. He's a great storyteller. Darden, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and be safe.
My pleasure. Thank you, Ben.